With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A Russian drone attack against Kharkiv has killed several members of a family. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Rescuers scrambled to find survivors after the attack destroyed the house and trapped the family under rubble. Ukrainian officials said Wednesday that the family's pregnant mother was wounded but survived. The drone was identified as a Russian-made Garand-2. Ukraine's Air Force reported that Russia launched 129 long-range drones at Ukraine overnight into Wednesday. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian drone attack caused a fire at an industrial plant in the Russian city of Volgograd, causing 8 Russian airports to suspend flights, according to officials. I'm Karen Chamas.
House lawmakers have rejected President Trump's bid to prevent Congress from challenging his tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
3 Republicans voted with Democrats in favor of being able to debate tariffs. It was a setback for the Trump White House, which had lobbied GOP lawmakers. Democrats have introduced resolutions to end the president's tariffs on several countries, and Tuesday's vote allows them to move forward. Punchbowl News reports that Speaker Mike Johnson said, "This is life with a small majority." Greg Clugston, the White House.
Attorney General Pam Bondi took heated questions from lawmakers in a combative congressional hearing over the Justice Department's handling of files related to Jeffrey Epstein that have exposed sensitive private information about victims despite redaction efforts. The attorney general gave a wide-ranging, passionate defense of President Trump and mocked her Democratic questioners. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 66 points, the Nasdaq dropped 36, the S&P 500 declined a fraction, oil up a dollar today. This is SRN News. A billboard campaign comes to Maine.
The signs are simple. They say, "Christ is King," in white letters on a black background, and include an image of Jesus and 1 Timothy 6:15. They are the product of the pro-life group LifeSiteNews.com, and Maine is the next state that's getting one. The group says, quote, "When mankind turns back to Christ the King, our society will be transformed." So far, billboards have been set up in Texas, Nebraska, Minnesota, Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and New Jersey. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Olympic flame isn't the only symbol on display at the Winter Games in Milan Cortina this month. The cross of the athletes has arrived at the site and has been set up at a local church. English artist John Cornwall used 15 pieces of wood from continents around the world to craft the cross, which made its grand debut at the London Olympics back in 2012. This is SRN News. Atrial fibrillation is becoming more common, but doctors say treatments are vastly improving.
Better known as AFib, the condition is a quivering or irregular heartbeat that can lead to blood clots, stroke, and heart failure. Smartwatches and other devices are helping with the diagnosis. Causes include genetics, high blood pressure, and stress. Treatments range from medications to several new procedures that show great promise. Experts recommend a healthy lifestyle to lower the risk. Jason Walker reporting.
Maine's Republican Senator Susan Collins has announced her reelection bid, entering a closely watched race that Democrats have targeted in their efforts to retake the Senate majority in Congress in this year's midterm elections. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.